And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The most shameful thing about the disastrous budget passed by the Senate 2 weeks ago in a year with a large budget surplus is their choice to make it more likely that thousands of at-risk kids in North Carolina will struggle in school. Senate leaders increased the number of slots in NC Pre-K by 2,350, which is just half of the waiting list. That means almost 3,000 at-risk four-year-olds whose parents signed them up will be unable to enroll. But really, there is no waiting list. When a four-year-old from a low-income family is not allowed to enroll in the program, they don't get another chance next year. It's too late. There's no debate that the program makes it far more likely the children will succeed, and yet the Senate budget only finds the money to pay for half of four-year-olds on the so-called waiting list this year. But they passed a tax cut for the wealthy that costs more than $800 million. A state budget is a list of priorities. Senate leaders made it clear again this year that children in North Carolina are not at the top of their list, not even close. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.